Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California psychics.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
The Bills also, though, did try to, you know, they did run the ball fairly well, 80 yards for James Cook.
Yeah.
But, man, a couple of big miscues. Number one, Ty Johnson slips. He has an easy walk-in touchdown early in the game. He slips. He doesn't score, and the Bills wind up kicking a field goal. That was massive. I mean, they kicked a field goal because of it. And then later in the game, James Cook, he actually fumbled twice in this game. The first one was, luckily, it didn't go through the end zone. It was very, very close. But then in the same drive, fumbles into the end zone, and the Bengals recover. I don't think James Cook has a fumbling problem, but it is noteworthy. That's four fumbles over the last 2 weeks. On that play, though, there was a bit of a mis-exchange with him and Josh. It didn't impact the fumble itself, but I don't think he secured it. He had enough time to put it where he wanted, and that's ultimately why it fumbled, but you can't let those things happen. That's how the Bills have lost games this year, is turnovers. And of course, for the last 2 weeks, after losing the turnover battle, they come back and win. They come back and they get a couple of their own to win the game.
Not that we need to justify it to anybody or to ourselves, but I have found myself in the last couple hours almost thinking that the self-inflicted wounds from the Bills and the huge plays that they made on defense almost in a way cancel each other out. Because I don't know if you can bank on a Christian Benford pick six with 5.5 minutes left to give you the lead. But I also think that more often than not, James Cook is getting that into the end zone, or if he's not, he's not fumbling it, and the Bills have two or three more tries to get it in from the 2 yard line, and the points that they left on the board from the Ty Johnson just basically slipping because it was so snowy. So they left meat on the bone, and if they would have lost this game, we would have talked about how those mistakes, you know, haunted them. You know, when James Cook fumbled that ball, I was like, they're going to lose this game. Because they just went all the way down the field. They just ate all of this clock, and they gave the ball away at the most unfortunate time. Luckily for them, the Bengals gave them the ball also in unfortunate times, as far as Cincinnati is concerned. I don't know, though. I'm a little concerned about James Cook. That's a lot of fumbles.
Ball security?
Yeah, that's a lot of fumbles.
Yeah, it's too many, but I think he's done a good job overall. You go back to remember the first carry of his NFL career, he fumbled. Yep. Had a couple fumbles. Sean McDermott early, you know, his that season, he had one against Denver Monday night. Sean McDermott like kind of benched him. He's been very good at protecting the ball, but it has popped up recently that he has to be a little bit more aware of. I'm not worried about him, but I do think it's something he needs to be a little bit more aware of that has kind of come back a little bit.
Yeah, and I just think that given this is a similar conversation to the one we had a couple years ago when Josh was throwing the ball so much that when you throw the ball that much, interceptions are bound to happen because you are being asked to do a lot. The James Cook workload has increased significantly. So when the workload increases, yeah, there's a lot of benefits that come with that, but there's also some negatives that come with that. And maybe some of that is that the ball security thing pops back up again. You get more touches, you know, realistically more good things happen, but a few more bad things also happen. I'm not overly concerned about it, but it is something that has now become a little bit of a trend for at least these last couple games, which is obviously not a good sign because as they get closer to the playoffs and to January, if they ultimately get there, you know, I'm sure James Cook is going to be a big factor and big feature piece of what their offense looks like.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.